Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line as we launch an hour number two of the program. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the show, the features on the site, are for free. So enjoy those on us, freetalklive.com. Last hour, we began telling you about an organization that, unfortunately, way too many people in America have experienced. It's called Straight Incorporated. And there are a variety of other versions of this program. Straight Incorporated no longer exists. They dissolved back in 1993. Now the same program is going on under several different names across the country. WWASPs is another one of them. And basically what it is this very abusive drug treatment program and sexual behavior treatment program as well. Basically, if parents think their kids have a problem, they check them into this program, which for all intents and purposes we will call Straight Incorporated from here on out, because that's what they all, they're all very related to Straight Incorporated.
Now, I've had friends that have gone into drug treatment programs and programs for kids that had problems and that kind of thing. I've never heard stories like this.
That's good.
So
they're not all this way, I'm
right.
Sure.
I'm just...
But the ones run by Mel Sembler, who is tremendously connected with a lot of people in the Republican administration. He fundraised for George W. Bush. He's currently the fundraising manager for Mitt Romney. He is the man who was in charge of Straight Incorporated. He now runs anti-drug organizations. He's very, very anti-drug. And according to...
But pro-beating children.
Yeah. Their idea is that in order to save kids from drugs, we must submit them to torture. I mean, that's the short version of it, but it doesn't really do the program justice. It doesn't do these kids justice that have been tortured and abused to just simply say they were tortured and abused. It makes more sense to actually read their own words. Now, there have been stories that have come out from across the country, very similar sounding stories of constant abuse at the hands of the other kids in the program. Because we all know what happens when young people, when anybody is abused, they have a tendency to carry on that cycle of abuse, that you get abused and then you want to go ahead and abuse other people.
Hazing is a great example.
Right. This is hazing to an extreme. This is hazing that doesn't end. This is hazing for months on end is
right.
What we're talking
about. When you're hazing
here.
For a fraternity or something like that, then I guess you don't have quite the indignation, the righteousness that you would in this particular program. In this program, you're hazing someone to make them better.
Well, and usually if you're being hazed for a fraternity or a sports team or something like that, you have the option of quitting and not doing it.
That's true. You weren't forced into it.
Right. I mean, hazing, depending on the level, is, you know, I actually don't think it's always that terrible of a thing. Depending on how it's done, it can be taken
right.
too far.
Ian doesn't like hazing. I think hazing's fine.
I've seen some disturbing stuff in the world of hazing. That's for sure. But nonetheless, this is far more disturbing than anything you've probably ever heard of. And this happened, a lot of these stories happened in the early 1980s that I'm going to share with you here. But the same people that were running these programs are running them today under different names. And they're getting tremendous amounts of funding from people like Mel Sembler and other people that believe in this sickness. And you just need to be made aware of it. Anyway, this is all coming from a website called thestraits.com. And the first one we're going to share with you is a declaration, which apparently was entered into court. It's some sort of court document. Because as you might imagine, there have been a number of lawsuits and things that have been settled out of court. Most of the people running these programs have never actually been brought to any sort of justice. So they've had all sorts of victims, and not much has ever happened beyond just settlements. I, Marcy Sizemore, hereby state as follows. Number one, I am a 17-year-old resident of the state of Virginia. I presently attend Fairfax Baptist Temple Academy. From December of 27th, 1980, till March 1982, I was enrolled in the Straight Incorporated Drug Rehabilitation Program in St. Petersburg, Florida. I traveled to St. which is, by the way, where the Semblers live.
Okay.
I traveled to St. Petersburg, Florida with my mother to enroll in the program. When I arrived at the Straight Incorporated headquarters in St. Pete, I was taken into a room by two other teenagers for intake. I was kept in the room for approximately 5 hours and couldn't eat or use the bathroom during those 5 hours.
That's got to be tough.
Two girls sat in front of the exit door to the room. I couldn't leave, and I was told that if I didn't enroll in the program, that they would put me in a mental institution. They also told me that if I didn't sign myself into the program, that I would be put into the program by court order for a period of 2 years. I eventually signed myself into the program, was strip searched, and then entered into the Straight program. During my 14 months in the program, I witnessed the types of abuses as set forth in the complaint in the court case, Collins versus Strait Incorporated. Enrollees on first phase were not allowed to make any movement or to even use the bathroom without someone holding on to them, and they were kept under guard 24 hours a day. Individuals who did not cooperate were placed on prolonged diets of peanut butter sandwiches and water choker sandwiches, and were placed in punitive isolation for weeks and months at a time. This was known as the timeout room. The treatment consisted of 12 hours a day of sitting in straight back chairs, participating in rap sessions, which amounted basically to being confronted by other teenagers concerning drug and alcohol abuse. When I was in the program, the only exercise we got was once a week, which consisted of forced exercises, usually 100 push-ups or other strenuous exercising.
How can you make a... Most people can't do 100 push-ups. I don't think you could get down and do 100 push-ups.
No way I could.
I doubt that Nick could. And, man, I've done it before, but I'm going to be in a lot of pain in 2 days if I do 100 push-ups. And I'm not saying that I can.
The standard... I don't know how they did it, Mark. I don't know if they just pushed them to their limits and then kept pushing them. I'm not sure. The standard practice of Strait Incorporated is to prevent any individual who misbehaves from progressing in the program. During my 14 months in the program, I was put back to the beginning of the program at least four times. Each time I was put back to the beginning, I was put on first phase newcomer status, which meant I was under guard 24 hours a day and was in physical contact at all times with another enrollee. Another practice of Strait Incorporated is to punish those participants who misbehave, was to subject the enrollee to a marathon, as they call it. They have all these terms, because Strait is a cult. It's a cult, straight up. This is a cult, a very scary organization. They've got their own terminology. They've got their brainwashed students that torture the incoming kids, who then turn around to torture the next group. Anyway, in December of 1981, I'd been placed on no phase, which means I was frozen in the program and could not make any progress. I was accused of misbehaving simply because I sat in the rap session and didn't participate. As punishment for this non-participation, I was taken into a bathroom by six or seven other girls, and I was kept in the bathroom from noon until 9:30 that night. In the bathroom, the girls beat me, punched me, placed their fingers under my collarbone and twisted the bone, and verbally abused me for 9.5 hours. The girls would hold my arms out at the sides while another girl would run across the room and ram her head into my stomach. And this was done continuously. I was thrown up against the wall, pushed back and forth, and was made to stand on my feet the entire 9.5 hours. I was told that I was crazy, that I would be put into a mental institution, and that if I didn't participate, I'd be taken to a program where lesbians would get me, and I'd have to work in the fields.
It's just a silly, lesbians will get you, and you'll have to work in the fields.
Right, but, you know, kids are scared, They don't know if that's not true, or they don't know if that's a lie.
I just thought it was funny the way it was phrased. The fact is, there are certain places in America, you know, prisons, mental institutions, where lesbians will get you, and you will have to work in fields.
Number 7, during the marathon, I was so physically exhausted that I passed out twice. Whenever I passed out, the girls kicked me, pulled at me, and made me get to my feet again, continued to subject me to the beating. When I asked for water, I was told I could have water, and then they poured it on my head.
Mm.
The girls worked in shifts, and always kept at least 6 to 8 girls in the room with me at all times. After 9.5 hours, the marathon stopped, and I was taken to my foster home. At that point, my entire body was covered with bruises. This type of marathon is done regularly on the Strait Incorporated enrollees if they misbehave. Now remember, her misbehavior was not participating in their little group session. The other teenagers who carry out the punishment are staff or trainees who are former participants in the program. Another type of punishment imposed on Strait Incorporated enrollees if they misbehave or don't do what they're told is to sleep deprive the enrollees.
Mm.
We would be made to stay up until another cult tactic would be
torture.
Made to stay up until 3 a.m. on a Friday night, participating in
open... What are they called? The sleep deprivation.
Participating in open session, stay awake all day Saturday night, and all of Sunday night. I once observed one enrollee who was subjected to this type of sleep deprivation, and on Sunday night she fell on the floor and went into convulsions. Other enrollees were used to curse us and prod us to keep us awake, so we were unable to sleep during periods of 48 hours or more. During my 14 months in Strait, I also suffered from specific medical problems. At that time, I suffered from allergies, and I needed shots every 2 weeks in order to treat the allergies. The Strait Incorporated people denied me access to these shots, and I received them only occasionally while I was in the program. In fact, I only saw a doctor once in the entire 14 months in the program. Now, there's another story that points out that Strait Incorporated had its own cult doctors that they would send kids to. That way the kids couldn't complain to the doctor about the abuse. Mm. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live. Did you ever experience this? Share your story.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in six vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. If you're listening to the program right now, and you've ever had an experience in any sort of drug treatment program where you were abused by other teenagers and participants in the program, such as has happened to so many young people in America that have been subjected to programs that are very similar to the Straight Incorporated programs from the early 1980s and early 90s. entities, straight incorporated no longer exists, but the its subsidiaries and the people that used to run the old straight incorporated programs are still out doing the same awful things they've done in the past. They're still doing it today, and they're pretty much exempt from any sort of, I mean, they very rarely have actually been prosecuted, very rarely have actually been brought up on charges because, well, they're politically connected. The guy in charge of straight incorporated is a man named Mel Sembler, and he's buddy-buddy with George W. Bush himself. He's on the campaign finance committee for the Romney campaign. I mean, these guys are connected. And so they managed to get away with these abusive cult-like organizations that kids are checked into by their parents in many cases and forced to stay there, physically trapped in these places where other kids are physically abusing them, mentally abusing them, and doing all sorts of torturous, awful things. We've been talking
about
it.
Under the guide of the program itself.
That's correct.
The people that are doing it, the students, the enrollees that are doing it, well, they've got the approval, or at least the tacit approval, of the organization.
Absolutely, they do, and it's sick. We're just telling you some stories here to give you an idea of some of the things that go on. Of course, we'd love to hear your story. On the way, we'll talk about somebody who was tasered recently at a John Kerry event. But first, to finish up, Marcy Sizemore's story. Marcy was involved in Straight Incorporated back in the early 80s. And she says that during her 14 months at Straight, she suffered from specific medical problems. At the time, allergies. She says she needed shots for every 2 weeks in order to treat them, but the Straight people denied her access to the shots. In fact, she only saw a doctor once in the 14 months she was in the program. While in the program, I also had serious fungus problem with my feet. The fungus were so bad that my feet were swollen to the point where I couldn't walk, and they also smelled very bad. I told my foster mother that I needed medical attention, but received none. I was unable to wear my shoes, and I received no medical care until my mother took me to a doctor. By the time I got out of the program in March of 1982, my physical condition had completely deteriorated. I developed open sores all over my back and arms, and I am informed by my pediatrician that this condition is caused by the mental and physical debilitation that I suffered while in the Straight Incorporated program. I hereby affirm under penalty of perjury that the above statement is true and accurate. And here's one more short story for you, and we'll go to the phones. Bobby. A boy named Bobby by Ginger Warbus. Ms. Warbus was a former student at Straight Incorporated, our former home of Sarasota, Florida, Mark, which might explain why we had stories back when we originally covered this story on the Straight Incorporated story on the air 4 or 5 years ago at this point. People just called in and told their stories, and it was so disturbing. A lot of people have been in these.
Yeah, I don't
systems.
Know where this was. Maybe they bought the old. Sarasota Palms or something like that.
Who knows? Bobby was a 14-year-old boy growing fast. I'd stayed in his home as a foster sister to Bobby's sister, Kathy. Bobby had recently run away and been found weeks later sleeping out in the cold in an abandoned hotel near the beach.
That's Ringling Towers.
When he was captured by former clients and returned to the program, he was half-starved, fatigued, and none too happy to see us. Bobby refused to concede that he needed to be in the program, and that was the one unforgivable sin. In retribution for his sin, ostensibly to save his life by bringing him to his senses, staff ordered a line of treatment euphemistically termed timeout. The timeout room meant that the client was taken out of the group and placed in one of four large closets, maybe 6 or 7 feet square. Three or more other clients were selected from the group to provide intense confrontation therapy. The timeout room upstairs, just under the aluminum roof and almost out of earshot to the group, was particularly uncomfortable in the Florida summertime and was usually reserved for the real hard cases. This is where Bobby was taken. Staff would hand down the sentence pretty much on a whim after having the client stand up for confrontation by the group. They would ask the group, "Who wants to take so-and-so to the timeout room?" It was a rhetorical question, as the slightest perceived lack of enthusiasm for anything that the staff asked was tantamount to treason and might be met with swift and severe punishment. Or it might not. Uncertainty is an important ingredient in this recipe.
Yeah.
Bobby's...
I think that's absolutely true in torture, that, not knowing whether or not you're going to get the torture, the fear of getting it, just the constant fear, that's got to be huge.
Bobby's timeout was the most brutal and sadistic event I've ever witnessed. As I recall, it lasted for 2.5 to 3 days. During that time, Bobby was subjected to constant verbal and physical abuse at the hands of 3 to 6 other male clients, each replaced after a few hours by another client selected from the group by the staff. During TR, the client was usually forced to remain standing. sort of like Jose Padilla was forced to remain standing by his captors, the federal government.
I wonder if the if George Bush got the little tips from his friends.
Maybe he did. Often denied food, water, sleep, and every human dignity, up into including the privilege of using the bathroom. A couple of times a day, staff would order Bobby to be trotted out in front of the group where various other clients would be selected to confront him about his problem. Unwillingness to be honest about the objective reality. This is, group speak.
Yeah.
Cult speak. Of his current stature as a worthless, filthy, druggy piece of S and his need for rehabilitation. The overall effect of this exercise was to reinforce in his mind that the group was solidly behind whatever was going on in that tiny room. The effect on the group was to reinforce in our minds just exactly what might happen to any of us, including his big sister, should we choose to break ranks.
Right.
By the middle of the second day, I'm pretty sure the effect was lost on Bobby. He was gaunt, glassy-eyed, slack-jawed, and unable to remain standing without the assistance of the clients providing him with his confrontation therapy. I don't even think he was aware of his surroundings. Over the past 17 years, Bobby's face has hung in my mind. I'd often wondered whatever happened to him, if he ever got over the trauma, if his parents ever realized their grave error, or if he even survived. 800-259-9231. This stuff is going on right now in this country under various different names, run by various different people, all of whom were originally connected to Straight Incorporated. Let's go to the phones. You can take control of the airwaves and talk to Jenna in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jenna. Jenna hangs up the phone. Okay. 800. I guess you get nervous at that last moment.
Yeah, that is the moment of truth.
1-800-259-9231. So, again, Straight Incorporated is what we're talking about. There are more stories. I mean, we could go on and on. We could go on and on, story after story, coming from all over the country, from even from different countries. How anybody could think that this is okay? How anybody? I mean, what sort of a sicko? What sort of a sadist? How warped do you have to be to think that you can help solve people's problems with physical abuse, with torture, with deprivation?
Well, I think that there's a step beyond tough love, right? I think tough love, my understanding of the definition, is letting people deal with the consequences of their actions.
Sure. Stepping away.
Right.
Right.
And, then to increase the consequences, because, part of the consequences of drugs are alienation from your family. So, stepping up the alienation or it's taking tough love one step too far.
Yeah.
I'm fine with letting people deal with the consequences of their actions. I'm all for that. Beating people up for therapy, yeah, not so good.
Very disturbing. 1-800-259-9231. On the way, John Kerry apparently was giving some speech recently at the University of Florida, and one gentleman had a question that the police didn't like for some reason. Nick's got the story. We'll talk about it, and we'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. If you've ever experienced any of the torture we've been talking about and you feel like talking about it, we'd love to hear your story at 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is George Whitehurst Berry with the Genesis Communications Network. Welcome to our new program, Crash. Are you ready? In the coming weeks, we will focus on alternative economics as well as alternative health and survival topics. We are now in the largest debt bubble in U.S. history. A subset of the debt bubble is the real estate bubble, and I believe we are in the beginning stages of what could be the biggest real estate crash in our nation's history. For crash updates, visit our website at HearOnOnline.com. That's HearOnOnline.com. HearOnOnline.com. That's HearOnOnline.com.
So you've decided to make the switch to a healthier lifestyle, eating more organic fruits and vegetables, staying away from unhealthy snacking, and cutting out dangerous salts from your diet. The only problem is you don't know how to keep it interesting. We are happy to introduce to you the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator will keep healthy eating adventurous and fun. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about all that produce spoiling. The best yogurt is made from home, so make your own with the Excalibur Dehydrator. Not only will the Excalibur Dehydrator dry your fish and meats in just a few hours, it helps eliminate preservatives, additives, and excessive salt. The Excalibur Dehydrator is so amazing you can even use it for home craft projects and more. Be sure to mention GCN and get a free gift with your purchase. Go to drying123.com and see what else the Excalibur Dehydrator can do for you. That's drying123.com or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowedgesacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the Sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the Sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains. Call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure or visit the website at sacrowedgie.com. SACROWEDGY.com. That's SACROWEDGY.com. Or call 1-800-737-9295 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. SACL's CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are for free. We've got the bulletin board system, over a quarter of a million posts, serious issues, and fun stuff. You'll find it all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Now you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will or living trust in minutes. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save 10%. That's LegalZoom.com.
800-259-9231. Let's talk tasers. Nick, what's the story?
Well, this is from the rawstory.com. Student tasered at Cary Speech. Police tasered and arrested a University of Florida student Monday when he engaged in a, quote, combative diatribe following a question of Senator John Kerry at a student forum about why he didn't contest the 2004 presidential election or impeach President George W. Bush. Now, according to the Gainesville Sun, University of Florida College of Journalism and Communications student Andrew Meyer approached an open microphone at the university auditorium and demanded Kerry answer his questions. The student claimed that university police department officers had already threatened to arrest him and then proceeded to question Kerry about why he didn't contest the 2004 presidential election and why there had been a move to impeach President Bush.
Doesn't sound like the most outrageous of questions.
It wasn't, and he wasn't that combative. He was a little bit edgy when he was asking questions. I did watch the video prior to the show,
mm-hmm.
and he was a bit edgy.
He was downright combative.
Well,
He's like, excuse me, sir, I need to know about, you know, why it is that you know, it says here that you won the election and that you didn't contest it, and you need to tell us about your involvement with the Skull and Bones, and that's when they grabbed him.
Oh, the Skull and Bones, he mentioned that?
He did mention that.
Just to make all the conspiracy folks a little happier,
yeah,
they grabbed him within 2 seconds. He said Skull and Bones, they had him, they were grabbing him and dragging him off within 2 seconds.
That's he's interesting. Like,
and then he's screaming at the top of his lungs, what did I do? What did I do?
Yeah,
get your hands off of me.
Right, but there's no law against asking a question in
right.
an angry
it's a
tone.
The candidates forum.
Right.
Now, I disagree that this is a horrifying thing.
You think it's okay to arrest a kid and
wait
tase
a second.
Him because he asked a question with a bit of hostility in his
this
voice?
This says police, but that's not entirely accurate. These are campus police.
Those are still cops,
dude. They have legal jurisdiction like any other police department.
So they're essentially security guards. Now, would it make
that's
you,
not true. They're
would
cops.
Would it make you feel better if they would have had security guards drag him off?
Look, they didn't. Security guards probably wouldn't have the authorization to taser somebody.
Right. Likely they wouldn't. He wouldn't put his hands behind his back. He busted out of their grip and ran back towards the microphone, towards Kerry on the stage. He ran towards a senator. I'm sorry.
No, he didn't run towards
the senator. You're dead wrong. I'm telling you, I watched the video.
You both watched the video.
Yeah.
I watched two of them.
No, he was...
Two different angles.
He was running... He was attempting to get away from the police.
Unfortunately, the direction he went was towards the senator. Now, I'm not saying that he was a madman and going to, stick a knife in Kerry. I'm not saying that. But it's the cop's job to believe that he is.
I didn't get that impression at all. They didn't claim that either. If that had been a legitimate...
Don't worry, our callers will come in, will tear me to pieces on this one.
If that had been a legitimate point, the police would have charged him with something to that effect, or they would have mentioned in their statements, which they haven't done so far. All they said was he was disturbing the peace and he was resisting arrest. They didn't say that they were concerned for the senator's security
right.
at all.
Right, well, I don't think running in the direction of a senator is a charge.
If it's not a charge, it's not a crime.
Okay, so they pulled him. He was asking a question. What was it that led them to get him away from the microphone in the first place? I can understand, Mark, where you're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if they were trying to arrest him for something and he escaped their grasp, then, of course, then they're going to go after him, and they're going to tackle him, and they're going to do things like that.
Right.
Now, but what was it he was doing?
He was a seminar caller, essentially. He was one of these guys who was going to go on and on and on about the Skull and Bones and how Kerry was involved in the conspiracy.
How long had he been going before the Skull and Bones
comment? He said he had been going probably 45 seconds.
Okay.
And in that was essentially over, he made several statements as opposed to questions, asked about the Skull and Bones in a inflammatory fashion. Then he said, wait, I've got like three more questions.
Mm.
So he made it very clear. I've got a microphone. I'm in front of a senator.
So
I'm going to make a lot of noise. He's a jerk.
Right.
And, they were going to remove him from the area. He was screaming at the top of his lungs, acting like a jerk, and he would not leave the building. When he slipped from their grasp and ran towards the senator, they then threw him to the ground, and when he wouldn't put his hands behind his back, they tasered him. And then he put his hands behind his back, and they cuffed him and took him out.
Let's give the full story. They grabbed him, and he attempted to pull away and was yelling, what have I done? I didn't do anything wrong.
Right, a lot of that.
Six police officers, says, pushed him to the ground. They essentially tackled him, and they had six officers on him. You're telling me that six officers, full-grown men, can't restrain a man and put him in handcuffs and take him out of a building?
It's an inaccuracy. It wasn't all full-grown men.
I see two women here.
And I'll tell you what, if I can put my hands on my hips, you're going to have one heck of a time getting them from behind me. Now, you can grab my ear and twist it, and maybe the pain will cause me to release my hands, but that's what a taser's for.
Six men could carry him out of the building without handcuffs.
That's not what they're trained to do. These are not security guards. They are not bouncers. They are their goal to get cuffs on the guy. He didn't put cuffs on. That's the way it goes.
You're supposed to use a taser in lieu of a firearm. That's the intended use of a taser. It's not to be used in lieu of forcing somebody's hand or getting compliance verbally. That is not the intent. It's a less lethal weapon. It's not meant to be used to just coerce somebody into doing something. It's meant if he's posing an imminent threat of physical harm to the officers, which he wasn't.
Will you agree with me on this? This guy got precisely what he wanted.
No, I don't.
He got national news. He got his whole Skull and Bones thing in front of everybody who's watched the video. He made a big old ruckus.
Mm. I would I think he just wanted an answer to his questions. And to his credit, Senator Kerry told the police to stop when they were pulling him away from the podium and said, no, let him finish. I think I can answer his question.
Well, but the thing is he wasn't going to let Senator Kerry answer the question from the beginning. If the cops had not have pulled him away from that microphone, he would have gotten on there and continued on and on. He did not want to hear.
Why couldn't they just flip the microphone
off?
They
did just before they grabbed him, but they cut it, and then a second later
they came. The cops don't have the microphone.
The sound guy does.
Right. But you're asking these cops, it's their job to make sure things are orderly. They were going to take action.
Was he disorderly by asking some questions?
Oh, my God.
On
he was screaming at the top of his lungs. He was awful to listen to.
I wouldn't say he was screaming. It was an edgy tone of voice, and he wasn't being quiet and meek about how he asked a question, but I wouldn't say he was screaming. And
right.
Senator Kerry has come out and condemned the arrest, so obviously he didn't feel that his safety was threatened.
What else could he do?
Well,
I mean,
he could take the tack you're taking, Mark, which is you weren't that horrified by it.
In my opinion, it's the obligation of reasonable people to take this tack, and the senator should
it's not.
Be,
oh, you, wait, you think it's reasonable to arrest somebody?
Hold on, what arrest? What did he get arrested for?
What were they not arrested? They were just removing him. They weren't arresting.
They were attempting to remove
him. Did they
him.
Ask him to leave?
They asked him about. He said he had three more questions. It sounds like
they had talked to him beforehand. It's not clear in the articles, and Senator Kerry said he didn't know what the exchange was between him and police either. They may have just known he was going to ask a series of pointed questions.
Mm-hmm.
But asking a series of pointed questions, even if I'm yelling at a senator, is not an arrestable offense. If they asked him to leave and he was continuing to stand there for like 5 minutes and wouldn't leave, then I could see just grabbing him and pushing him out of the building.
Right. I don't look. I mean, as far as what Mark's saying about if he broke away from the cops and ran, then I understand the cops how they react in those circumstances. But I still question why they were bothering with him in the first place. If all he was doing was yammering for 45 seconds, and then they decided to put a stop to him at that point with force, it seemed a little unnecessary. I've been to these sort of gatherings with political candidates, and I've seen the seminar speakers, and they just sort of yammer on, and then the crowd starts groaning, and there's sort of this social ostracism
right.
that happens.
The crowd clapped when this guy was getting drugged.
Yeah, and then they screamed when he was tased.
Well, they were screaming because they were getting pulled away.
I'm not talking about their reaction to the violence. We know that people are sick and they like watching violence. But I'm talking about the crowd reacting when a seminar speaker is going on and on and on and just droning. That's usually enough to get them to shut up. I don't think the police were necessary in this case. More on the way, this is Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com. And Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. Liberty, self-ownership, the nature of government, libertarianism. What do these things mean? If you, or perhaps somebody you know, needs a primer on some of the subjects we talk about on Free Talk Live, you should check out the Liberty Radio Underground. It's an elementary introduction to libertarianism, and each show concisely handles a single topic in under 10 minutes. It's great for someone new to liberty, and it's free. Go to LibertyRadioUnderground.com today and grab an episode. LibertyRadioUnderground.com.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp. This God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powders, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Hi! I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Has the boss got you down? Career at a stalemate? Office boring? Hey, turn that frown upside down. When I come back, I'll share some gee whizzes that'll make you a hit at the water cooler.
Whether it's a classic car or Grandma's chocolate chip cookies, I prefer originals. Like the original Scotch Shop towel. Scotch Shop towels are soft, strong, and absorbent. Don't let lookalikes fool you. The original Scotch Shop towels handle tough messes like grease and oil and are durable enough to be used again and again, wet or dry, at home or work. Buy Scotch Shop towels in the blue pop-up box or on a roll. They're an original.
Here are some automotive gee whizzes that'll make you go, Did you know Theodore Roosevelt was the first president to drive a car and to own one? Did you know the last Russian Tsar, Nicholas II, had a pair of Rolls Royces? And Lenin, the father of communism, had a Rolls of his own. Did you know Clyde Barrow, the famous gangster, wrote to Henry Ford telling him what a dandy car he made? Wow, this has been fun. Now go show off at the water cooler. I'm Bobby Likas.
Brought to you by Scotch Shop Towels by Kimberly Clark.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line. That's 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. The features for free. And enjoy all of them. They're on the house. Though, if you like the show, we would ask that you voluntarily support us by going and shopping at the Free Talk Live store. Go to store.freetalklive.com to purchase all kinds of great Free Talk Live branded merchandise. That's store.freetalklive.com. Everything from Free Talk Live t-shirts to hats to the lighter bottle opener combo, DVD classic archive collector sets.
Hoodies, you know, it's getting cold
the
now.
The hoodies are nice.
They really are. Nice brass zippers. I have one.
Or
it's
there's
great.
The non-zippered version as well, which is the pullover style, which is also nice.
Some people like those. I'm personally not a fan.
All right, so it's all there at store.freetalklive.com. Great quality merchandise and reasonable prices. That's store.freetalklive.com. We're talking about this story out of, the University of Florida, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
A young man had gotten up to a microphone to ask John Kerry a series of questions, and he was, I guess, spending a little bit too much time on the mic, maybe rambling a little bit and that sort of thing. And I guess at some point the cops decided that they'd had enough, and they decided to try to drag him out of the area, at which case he then escaped the grasp of the police. They then tackled him and tased him, which he actually begged the police to not tase him right before he was tasered by the police. But nonetheless, the police claimed he wasn't cooperating with them. Then again, we also know that the police have a tendency to be a little bit, trigger fingerish with their tasers. They sort of like to tase people because they can get away with being sadists and not actually harm the person. There is the chance that the person could have a heart attack, but in most cases you can get tased and no actual physical damage will be done to you long term. So it's a way for the police to be sick and hurt somebody for a short period of time without actually having any long-term consequences. So we've seen that the police are more likely than not to employ this method, whether or not it's actually necessary. And whether it was necessary in this case is questionable, because it looked like there were a swarm of 5 or 6 police officers on this kid while he was on the ground.
You know, it's easy to armchair quarterback these things. What if you were one of those cops and that guy, rather than tasing, you guys were gonna subdue him physically and then remove him? Which, would you be okay with that? Is it the tasing that bothers you the most?
It seems a little unnecessary.
What if he just manages to slip one free and breaks your nose? As a cop?
Yeah.
I think the issue was it wasn't necessary to remove him in the first place by force.
Well, I agree with that.
Look, and I understand where you're coming
from.
Let
him ask his damn questions.
There could have been his rambling, weird questions that where he's going to monopolize the microphone and not let Kerry speak at his own event. Now, you know, the sound guy turned off the thing, but the cops probably felt like, we got to get this guy out of here. He's becoming too much of a problem. He needs to be removed. And then...
But he was waiting for his question to be answered.
No, he was not.
Well...
He said, I've got three more questions.
Right. He was going to ask more questions, but what's he supposed to do? Just immediately leave the mic once they cut it out? I would assume, even if I wasn't going to ask more questions, that I was going to stand there and wait for the answer. That's what I do when I ask a politician
right.
a question.
You're talking about what you would do as a reasonable person. All you have to do is watch this video. This guy was not acting in a reasonable manner. He was acting confrontationally. A cop, that sets off all kinds of alarms. He's like, what is he going to do to Senator Kerry? Do you want that to happen?
Ask him an uncomfortable question.
How do you think that's going to go for your promotion later if Kerry gets killed by some nut while you're 4 feet away?
If somebody asks me an uncomfortable or a rude question in an angry tone, the police don't swarm on him and try to push him out of the building.
It wasn't just one question.
Okay.
It was over and over in a combative style.
It was less. His question lasted
less
than
that. And then he could have just said, okay, I'm leaving, let's go. But he wanted to scream at the top of his lungs.
Well, because I don't know if I would have left peacefully either. I wouldn't necessarily resist, but I don't think I would walk right out.
Well, I think that everybody should watch this video as an example what not to do when
I'm not saying he acted well.
No, one's defending the kid in this particular case.
And they shouldn't.
I'm not saying he acted well.
I think the police overreacted is what happened. They could have handled this.
I'm just saying it's easy to armchair quarterback this.
They could have handled this with far more decorum. We don't know what the police said.
I've seen a lot of more shocking things the cops have done. This just doesn't shock me. I'm sorry. You know, here's a combative kid made a fool of
himself. You've been desensitized.
No way. He made a fool of himself. He was.
What couldn't you have left it at that? Let him make a fool of himself. I was at the Hillary Clinton thing here in Keene because a group of our activists were going there to hold signs and that sort of thing. And I went inside, and there was this guy that got his hands on the microphone, and he just started rambling about who knows what and making declarative statements. He rambled and rambled before he finally got to a question. Then he wanted to ask another question, and the crowd just started groaning, and they started saying things. The crowd was saying things like, okay, you've had enough, or whatever. And that was enough to shame the guy to say, to make him realize he'd stepped over the line. And I think that if the police had let it be, that the same sort of thing would have happened in this case. It seems like it was completely unnecessary for them to step in and use violence on this
kid.
So
what if it had been, instead of police, it had been security officers hired, hired from a private firm that were doing this, that were trying to remove him, and they didn't taser him?
Well, they didn't taser him. Then I don't see why it would be such a big deal. I mean, again, if they were overreacting, I'd have a problem with that.
Have you ever been thrown out of a bar?
I don't imagine you have.
Usually when you're getting thrown out of a bar, you get hurt in some manner or another.
Yeah.
Your head hits the door frame or, something gets stepped on, your arm gets twisted up behind your back. That's what happens to people who are jerks in establishments.
Mm-hmm.
That's what these security people would have done if they would have removed him. Instead, the cops tasered him.
Yep.
I don't see a difference.
Well, this is a public forum, number one, and the University of Florida receives public funds. I'm 99.9%
And he's a student there, I believe.
Yes, he was.
Which means he's a paying client.
And this is a public forum where the candidates are supposed to be having a dialogue with a person.
He's not a candidate. Kerry is not a candidate.
Where politicians are supposed to be having a discussion with the people. So he was asking questions in a way that perhaps the police did not like. But he wasn't doing something that was completely out of bounds.
Let's go to the phones. We've got calls on this. Let's talk to Jim in Second Life. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jim. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I just watched that video earlier today, and there was a lot of uproar on MySpace about it. And I watched the video, and I was just I was a little bit more mad at the people that sent me it more than what the cops were doing. Because what it looked like he was doing, and I have to agree with Mark, and I kind of feel bad for saying that. But
yeah, it's got to be tough for you.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to sleep tonight. But anyways, I was watching it, and it was going on and on and on and on. And it looked like the cops were just going to go and escort him out. And right off the bat, he started, screaming and yelling, and he started pushing himself away and started running towards Kerry. The whole time I was watching that video, he was resisting arrest. I mean,
how long was he going on before the cops stepped in? How long was he going on for?
The videos that I saw basically kind of, cut in right while he was in the middle of talking. Mm-hmm. And the only thing you got to hear was like, and why didn't you defeat Bush? Oh, and, you know, what about the skull and bones?
I'd say it was about 45 seconds. I saw a video, another video, where it was not nearly as much fun to watch. The one you saw was good. The bad one, it gets quite a bit of the questioning and that kind of thing, and it's horrible to watch. Try not to watch it. Just listen to it. Otherwise, you'll get seasick.
I'd say 45 seconds is on the light side for a seminar speaker, for a seminar questioner. I'd say that's not very much at all.
Okay. Yeah, well, thanks for
you have a minute. You should have a good minute to make your point and ask your question to whoever it is that's speaking. I don't think a minute's unreasonable. He probably stood in a line and waited to get to the microphone, as many people do in these cases. And, I mean, we don't know, because you're saying 45 seconds, Mark. I'm going to take your word for it.
Well, the article says about a minute.
About a minute. Totally reasonable. Uh-huh. I don't see anything unreasonable about that. Let the crowd ostracize and no need to step in with security.
Well, that's the armchair quarterback version. That's how you would have done it after you have a chance to look at it all. There's a couple of cops there. They see a guy who's acting in an inflammatory fashion, who appears to be unreasonable.
Who has done nothing but ask a question.
Who, in their mind, very well may be referencing psychotic visions of this skull and bones thing. He doesn't know. That guy could think that Senator Kerry is the devil himself. And so they're just trying to get rid of the guy. Then he resists arrest.
So, Jim, you're on the side of the cops on this one, huh?
Not necessarily. I did think they overreacted a little bit, but then again, if I was in their situation and I had a guy that was, you know, resisting arrest and running towards an elected official, what would have happened to me if I didn't do anything?
Dude, I can understand. As I said, and Jim, thanks for the call. I can understand the police's response after he broke out of their grasp and all of that. I can understand them escalating, because then the level of force against them had been escalated. I only question whether or not they should have intervened in the first place. I don't think they should have. Let's continue and talk to Kelsey in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hi, guys.
What's on your mind?
Well, I'm having trouble understanding why you're critiquing his behavior.
Who?
What country do we live in?
Whose
behavior?
Is it
not the country where your speech is protected?
Are you talking about the young man talking into the
microphone? Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, your speech is certainly protected, though, I mean, that doesn't mean he can ramble on for 5 minutes. But he wasn't going for 5 minutes.
But you're a fan of ostracism. Why can't he ramble on? Why can't John Kerry jump down off the stage and punch him out? Do we need the goon squad?
I'm on the side of them not intervening. I thought that the crowd could very well have ostracized him, but no, they called in the cops.
Well,
so maybe you misunderstood.
I don't know that they were called in. I mean, they were already there.
Okay. Well, somebody gave the order, or whatever happened, the cops took action.
The cops decided this is it, and then they all
went.
It was
totally unnecessary. He'd only had 45 seconds. He should have been given a little bit more time to wind down or to allow the crowd to yell at him or to insult him and embarrass him, make him go away on his own.
Well, what does it mean to be an American? Roll the clock back 200 years.
Candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same, or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN program. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.